Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat.
Hola, hello, bonjour. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is. I don't know. I don't even know what time it is here, to be fair. Right. Thank you for all the comments on last week. I got bombarded with DMs from people like, oh my God, I'm so glad you spoke out about this. And about this, I sort of had a moment of accent change then. I don't know what's going on. And just people kind of liking the honest approach, which, yeah, that's how it should be, right? So this week we are talking about cancellation fees. My God, especially now, this is massive. And I think it always becomes a thing as well in the winter anyway, because of illness, and people just getting skint and blaming it on illness when they can't really afford their appointment. So it was Black Swan Beauty who said, "Hi Sarah, love your podcast. Thanks, babe. I'd love to hear an episode on last minute cancellation fees, if techs charge it, and stories they've had with it, if it's improved client retention." Well, I've been looking into this for a while actually, purely because I wasn't sure how to put a policy in place. There's a couple of things that you can do. So you can have what's known as a booking fee. You can't, the legalities, I'm not sure of the ins and outs. I was talking to somebody at work about this and she said legally, if you have a deposit, it means that they can get it back. But if you have a booking fee, then if they don't turn up, that booking fee is yours. And you can have a cancellation policy on top of that. So that's a little bit of information I thought I'd get off my chest before I completely forget. I'm going to dive straight in and go to everyone's responses. So I put it out on both my Instagram pages because, well, I didn't know where to go first. So I just put it out on both. So Nailed It 14 said, "I don't have any because I only do a few family and friends, but when I set up properly, I will 100%. Jenny Nichols said, "I know salons by me have a percentage of the cost, 24, 48 hours beforehand, and 50 to 100% on the day." She also said, "If I get a cancellation, it means I get a cup of tea." Nails by Alex says, "Non-refundable deposit. If they cancel without 48 hours, deposit can be transferred to a different appointment and they will have to pay another deposit." Yeah. All I know is that you have to, or somebody said to me, I don't know if this is true, you're better off calling it a booking fee for legal reasons, but I don't, you have to check that yourself because this is just hearsay. Queen Bee Nails and Beauty said, "I've only just started. You have to give 48 hours notice. If you cancel twice after the 48 hours, you must pay 50% of your next treatment when booking. Don't like it? Don't piss me about." God, I want to kiss her. We've met. She's amazing. She came to one of my courses. So that was on my first Instagram. Let me go to my other account. So there are so many different people doing it so many different ways. And it's actually quite interesting to see how other people handle it. Naomi Steins from Steins Nails Designs, blah, 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 I always mess her name up, said, "Less than 48 hours notice, full cost of the treatment is taken. They put their card details in." So obviously at the time of booking, it's probably on booking software, they have to put their card details in. She said, "It's more of a scare tactic. To be honest, I've only used it twice." Well, that's fantastic. So that's like, yeah, it works. I'm sure I had someone else. I'm just going through my responses here. So Black Swan Beauty herself said, "Minimum of 24 hours notice to cancel or reschedule. Otherwise a fee of 40% of the service applies." Yes. So at the moment, now this is quite bad advice, so don't take my advice. I haven't implemented a cancellation policy. Purely because the clients that I was generally carrying over were already long-standing clients and very much on time with their appointments, never messed me about. However, I do have a consultation form that states they need to pay a £10 booking fee, and I use that for new clients. And if they cancel the first appointment early, last minute notice, I sort of stupidly would take it on the chin, but if they ever want to book again, they have to pay 50% up front. I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with that, which is why I've been researching this myself before it was suggested as a topic. Some of the people I work with do a £10 booking fee, and then if you cancel less than 48 hours before your booking, you have to pay 50% of your treatment. I have actually heard, I can't remember the name of the salon, it's not one that I work at, I was in a discussion on a feed on Facebook, and there was a lady that said their salon, she takes her, everyone pays up front for their treatment. So when they come in, they've already paid. And if they don't turn up, they've already paid. And she said it's really worked well, and she's never had to have an issue of last minute cancellations. But things do happen in life. And I think I'll give everyone the benefit of the doubt on the first instance. I'm just going to have some coffee. Hang on. Oh, I've got some salted caramel, sugar-free chemical in there to make it taste nice. God knows what it's made of. So I was thinking, now is a funny time because of COVID. And, you know, also people are booking treatments they want and then maybe getting laid off work and can't afford it. And I feel like I'm a bit of a pushover, and I'm inclined to give people a leeway first time. Especially like if I've got a busy day and someone cancels, I just get a long break. I'll just ring Mr. B and see what he's up to and annoy him for a couple of hours. So I think when we're feeling a bit burnt out, a cancellation can be quite nice. But then when we're poor and we've got to pay our bills, a cancellation is really annoying. If somebody messes me about and doesn't turn up, I never book them again. They're struck off. Do one. I don't want to know. Because if somebody's going to be like that, then God knows how difficult they're going to be when they get here. I can't be bothered with the stress. Our job is quite stressful anyway, because we're not just a nail tech. We're a business person. We're an accountant. We do marketing. We do all these different things. But I think it's quite reasonable to apply a booking fee. And that booking fee means that they've already paid towards that appointment. So not only do they have less to pay on the day, but you've also got at least a little something for when they, if they cancel, you've got a little something for your time. But definitely if you get somebody that's like a habitual offender, make them pay in advance. Do you know what I mean? Because then if they don't turn up, well, you get paid. Some people are just really flaky, and they think they want it and then they don't want it. I mean, I can be a bit flaky. Like, I wanted lash extensions. I didn't decide to have them done in the end because I'm really sensitive to the fumes, and they make my nose just run everywhere. And I actually have to use like, what's the brand of mask that I use? I can't remember. It's like a respirator mask. So, you know, like paint sprayers use, it's got like two filters, big filters that stick out either side, and it wraps tight. And I mean tight, with a rubber seal around my nose and mouth. That's the only way I can do lashes. So I can't really have lashes, but I am booked in for a lash lift this week, and I'm dead excited about it. So that's good fun. I think everyone definitely has a different policy. And the best thing to do is look at your demographic, look at who comes to see you. Certain age groups are prone to be more flaky, and certain age groups are more prone to health disorders. So if you've got a lot of elderly clients, you might find during the winter months they get knocked for six quite regularly. And where people would before, even if they were feeling a bit ill, they'd come in, they can't get through the door now. If they've got a fever, they're turned away. We have to take their temperature. If you've got a fever, you've got to go home. So sometimes people might turn up just feeling a little bit groggy and have to cancel their appointment there and then. And I don't, morally, I don't feel right charging them, but I might change my mind if that happens a lot, because I still am a business person and I have to make money. So it's a bit of a catch-22 for me, because I'm not very good at being forceful and like enforcing rules. Like, part of me is quite strict. I'm quite strict on my pricing, although I do chuck in bits of extra nail art. But if people were to question me on my pricing, yeah, I'll fly off the handle. Don't even question me on my pricing and what I charge. Don't even bother. But I just think, in view of the current climate, I've got a tickle in my throat. It's not COVID. It's like phlegm. I think, in view of the current situation, I'm playing it by ear. It's up for revision if necessary. Yeah, it's definitely, it can be edited at any point. I know what I was going to mention. Booking apps. I don't use them, because I tend to mess my times about depending on what I want to do that day. So say I've got a bit of space, I might not want to book it out. I might decide to have a treatment myself. I seem, now I'm working in a multi-talented salon with like makeup artists, aesthetics nurses, beauticians, hairdressers. Seem to be spending more than I'm earning, to be fair. Because I'm in that for a treat. I was in for a treatment last week. I'm back in for a treatment this week. I'm like hooked on it. I'm like, oh, you do brows? Oh, I'd love my brows done. But a lot of people use booking apps because it takes the discussion away. Then you are not to blame. So if you don't want that awkward discussion, you can have a booking app. Now, I haven't really looked into it yet. I probably should, because it would alleviate that pressure I feel from having a... I'm sorry, I can't make it. And then I've got to have that awkward, well, I'm going to want money from you. So if you have a booking app, they actually register their payment details, and then the booking app takes the payment, I presume. The only thing I would wonder is, are you charged? Because I get frustrated with this. I stupidly opened a business bank account thinking I needed one. I'm so stupid, because I don't need one at all. In fact, I just need a personal account because I'm a sole trader. Stupidly, I opened a business account. So I get charged for a deposit into my account. I get charged 99p. I get charged if they use my card reader. That's like 1.25% or something. So then if a booking app's going to take its cut as well, I might have to charge a little bit extra. So I might have to up my charges by like a pound or two. Just to, because otherwise I'm earning less and I don't want that. But booking apps would take the stress out of it, because they would do that for you. So it might be worth looking into some, and apparently some are quite good. So it might be worth researching that. And that's really all I've got on that this week. It's not a super long podcast. It's quite a quick one. It was interesting to see some other people's perspectives on it. And I am still quite interested about the psychology behind people charging up front and actually getting no cancellations. That's really interesting. I suppose it is a commitment, isn't it? I mean, I pay up front for things all the time. So, you know, why not? Well, I mean, I've ordered like a cake for my daughter's birthday, and instead of just paying the deposit and then the rest at the end, I just pay up front. You know, things like that. If I want it, I'll pay for it, because it does mean you're committed to wanting it, doesn't it? I definitely want this. I really want to have my nails done. I'm going to pay in advance. And to be fair, if somebody did pay in advance and then something happened and it was really out of their control, I would roll that payment over. I would. Because I just wouldn't have the heart to take their money and make them pay again if it was a genuine issue. And they were like, oh God, my daughter's been sent home from school ill. Or my dog's ill, or my car's, you can't, things happen, do you know what I mean? Shit happens. I had to cancel a student a couple of weeks ago because I thought Mr. B had COVID. He was really ill, turned out to be a lung infection, not a virus. But I had a really understanding student who just reorganised with me, but things do happen. So yeah, I guess it's about putting things in to protect you and your business, but at the same time maybe having a little bit of understanding, because some people genuinely can't help it, and if they can help it and they're just flaky, then make them pay in advance. Sorry, I've got like a acid heartburn going on. Oh man, what should we do next week? I'm totally open for ideas. I haven't thought of anything myself, so if I do, I'll let you know. I'd love to know if you've got anything you want to discuss openly. Don't care what it is, nothing's off the table. Or if you just want a good old natter. Do you know, maybe we should do a Zoom where I have guests. Would you like that? Would you like it if I had guest speakers and we could have a natter? I think that would be hilarious. I've got a couple of people in mind already that would be absolutely hilarious to chat to online. And we could talk about subjects and like to and fro and, do you know what I mean? Let me know what you think. Anyway, until next week, tally bye.